A response from the province received by White Rock Council at the January 27 meeting, in answer to a request for funding to help set up a CCTV system on the waterfront and in the uptown area, was polite, if nothing else. But the bottom line is that BC has no money available to help fund CCTV equipment in White Rock. I got a very nice letter back saying no, zero, said Mayor Megan Knight. The idea of CCTV cameras, suggested by Cown. Christopher Trevelyan, had gained greater currency after an individual, since arrested and charged, committed knife attacks on the waterfront last year that left one man dead. A report, prepared by staff in consultation with White Rock RCMP, came up with a wish list of potential CCTV installation sites. Although a letter from Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General Gary Begg, responding to a November 27 letter from Knight on behalf of council, acknowledged the heartbreaking tragic incidents, he could offer little in the way of constructive help. Unfortunately, at this time, there are no sources of funding available through the ministry that would match your request, Begg wrote. I understand the financial impact these important enhanced security measures have and encourage you to explore other funding opportunities. Begg noted the province is committed to a new Safer Communities Action Plan, building on work already underway to help break the cycle of repeat offending and build safe and healthy communities. And while he said security cameras are not eligible for funding, he suggested that White Rock look at other projects that might be eligible for funding from the ministry's Civil Forfeiture Grant Program, which provides one-time funding from property seized as representing proceeds from criminal activity. The letter was received by council without further comment.